A bill banning transgender women from competing on sports teams that align with their gender identity is headed to the full Idaho House. James Dawson has more.
After 2 days of testimony that overwhelmingly opposed the bill, the House State Affairs Committee approved the measure on a party line vote yesterday. It would bar any transgender girl or woman from playing on a team that matches their gender identity. Transgender boys and men would not be affected. Donna Harwood runs a pro-LGBTQ group called Lions Pride. She was athletic as a kid and said she'd jump at the chance to compete with trans girls.
Even if transgender women do have some sort of advantage, they have disadvantages through every other point in life. Why not just let them have this one advantage, even if it's just for a short time?
The few who supported the bill from Republican Representative Barbara Ehart pointed out these potential physical advantages transgender women could have, even if they're undergoing hormone therapy. Ehart says she supports transgender women expressing their gender identity, but that it should be considered with other athletic eligibility requirements like GPA, school boundaries, and age.
These are all things that our Idaho High School Activities Association already mandates. And are we saying that they are not in a position to do so? And that all of these things just mentioned should really be based on how one feels?
House lawmakers will take up the issue next. From the Capitol, James Dawson, Boise State Public Radio News.